Okay, this is Joe Vitale. Welcome to the first of five teleseminars on how to attract a new car. And I know people are calling in from all over the planet. I have heard from several people in Australia, somebody in Germany, somebody in Switzerland, somebody in England, and, of course, Canada, and most of the states have all reported in. This is a global event. And no doubt, a lot of people are trying to get on the line, and they will not be able to do it because the line can only hold so many, and we've got too many people trying to get on. But I am recording it. I will make it available later. It will be for sale later. So everybody that's on the call now is really lucky because I'm flipping the bill to make your miracles come true. So the focus of these teleseminars is on how to attract a new car. And somebody asked me earlier, can you use it for something else? And absolutely, because all of this is based on the philosophy and the method that's in my book, The Attractor Factor. And The Attractor Factor has been a bestseller twice. Some of you on the line, I know, haven't even received your book yet because you ordered it either on April 5th or April 6th, and the book sold out that day. It took everybody by surprise, including me and my publisher and, of course, the author of the Harry Potter series, because the book became number one, beating even the latest Harry Potter book that's out there right now. And the book became a bestseller twice and sold out a couple times. I understand it's all been reprinted, and another edition is going to be reprinted in a week or so. So the book is shipping. It should be at your door soon. If you can't wait, you might be able to find it at a local bookstore. You can call around and ask for The Attractor Factor. But the point is, the book is on the way, and whether you have it or not, we're going to go through the five steps and how you can use them to attract a new car. And if you're interested in attracting something else, whether it's a relationship or health or money or a job or fill in the blank, you can use the five steps for that. But the focus of these five calls is on how to attract a new car. I also want to say that you don't need to be on all the calls. You can get the essence of the message from the book, from this first call, and you can get the car. You can attract your car within minutes, hours, or days. But if you want all of the material, if you want to learn more about the manifestation process, if you want to learn how to attract these good things into your life and find what I call the escalator through life, then stay tuned because that's what we're going to be talking about. Now, you also will need a pen and paper, so reach over and find a piece of paper someplace and a pen or a pencil, because there are some websites that I want to give you, and I'll give them a few times throughout the call, and one of them, of course, is theattractorfactor.com/calls, C-A-L-L-S. That's a forum where you can go in and you can post what you're looking for, and you can post even your picture. So if you're looking for a Lexus or you're looking for a BMW, you're looking for a Jaguar, or you're looking for a Volkswagen or whatever it might be, a classic car, a new car, a futuristic car, it doesn't matter. It's all limited by your own imagination. You can go to attractorfactor.com/calls, C-A-L-L-S, and post your story and upload the car that you're looking for. And other people can send their energy and help you create it and attract it. So it's a good place to kind of share your vision with a group that's going to be supportive. Again, that's at www.attractorfactor.com/calls. And my wonderful friend Laura Child set all of that up. She's my co-author on the Stampede Secret book. And it's a great book. You should get that. And, Laura, you're wonderful. If you're listening, thank you again. I love you. You're just incredible. And she set that up. And another website, I only learned about this minutes before this call because I was eavesdropping on the people who called in early. And I heard this one wonderful lady talk about a site on Pure Prosperity. And if you go to pureprosperity.com, you can see it. It's www.pureprosperity, PROSPERITY.com. And there's a lot of information here about prosperity, money and spirituality, top 10 tips for prosperity. But she also has something on this website called a prosperity wheel. And this would be a great thing for you to use to start attracting that new car, or the new house, or the driver for the car or the spouse for the house or whatever it happens to be for you. A prosperity wheel is something that's explained at the pureprosperity.com website, In essence, it's like a treasure map. You just create a piece of paper or a poster, and you start cutting out pictures of the things that you want and put those on the prosperity wheel, put a picture of yourself on the prosperity wheel, and you start to send the message into your subconscious mind, which is your connection to the universe, to start making all of that come true for you. So the prosperity wheel or the treasure map is one way to start attracting the new car or whatever it is that you'd like to have. So that's another website I want you to write down, the pureprosperity.com. And then later in this call this evening, and we plan to go for about an hour, it may go a few minutes over, but in case you're watching the stove or something and you're cooking dinner or need to leave, we're going to go for about an hour. The other website is related to a guest I'm going to have on a little bit later who's going to help you release anything that's in the way of you attracting your new car or the new house or whatever it is that you want. And the website he wants you to look at is at www.bradyates.net/page8.html. And I sent this out in an email yesterday. I will spell it out right now in case you didn't get it. www.bradyates.net/page8.html. And again, we'll go through that a little bit later. So again, this is all about attracting a new car, and I am Joe Vitale. I am the author of the book Harry Potter has been upset about. And I should have a couple guests waiting in the wings here. Bill, are you on the line?
Right here.
Oh, beautiful. All right. Bill Hibbler is my first guest, and there's a wonderful reason why he's going to be here to talk about a few things in a few minutes. But let me introduce him. From the age of 15, Bill Hibbler worked behind the scenes in the music industry. He's worked with members of Deep Purple, Van Halen, Humble Pie, The Who, Black Sabbath, and many other famous bands. Bill turned to the web to market a music business seminar and eventually made the transition from the music industry into internet marketing. He's gone from working with rock stars to helping people become internet marketing stars. Bill publishes the e-zine E-Commerce Confidential, which features internet marketing tips, tricks, and Bill's honest, unbiased product reviews. You can sign up at www.ecommerceconfidential.com, and I'll spell that. It's www.ecommerceconfidential.com. And Bill is not only all of that, but he's a dear friend, one of my closest friends. He's also a neighbor. He also started one of the mastermind groups that I'm in, and this is a wonderful group. We've been meeting for, geez, I've already forgotten, a year and a half maybe, and we'll be meeting again tomorrow. So, Bill, thank you for making the time to be on the call. I know you have to do another call after this, so we won't take very long, but I want you to tell people how you've used the five steps in the attractor factor to manifest what I think other people would call, by God, miracles.
Well, I definitely would view it that way, Joe, and thank you for that great introduction.
You are welcome.
I can say to anybody on the call, if you're here and wondering if this really works, believe me, I'm the original skeptic. But I've used Joe's steps to get not one car, but actually four cars. That's kind of a funny story for that, so I want to set the stage for it. And as Joe mentioned, I was in the music business for a number of years. And toward the end of my time in the music biz, I was traveling all over the world and Europe, South America. And I used to be gone for 2-3 weeks or more at a time. And I had a guy named Marcello that would pick me up at the airport in a Lincoln Town Car. He had a car service. And I became friends with Marcello, and I thought he was kind of an interesting guy. And we stayed in touch. And when I finally left the music business, I was really kind of sick of babysitting rock stars for so many years. And I wanted to develop my music business seminar and sell it online. So I really needed to do something to keep money coming in while I did this. I didn't want to just spend all, you know, spend savings. And I love to drive, and I thought about my friend Marcelo, and I gave him a call, and he thought, you know, right in the back of the limo, are you sure you want to drive one? And I said, yeah, it's a, you know, Lincoln Town Car. So I knew I could carry a laptop around in the car and work on my seminar. So I took the job with Marcelo, and, you know, if you're driving around a town car, you spend a lot of time waiting. So it was perfect to work on my seminar. So here I am. I've got a brand new Lincoln. I'm driving. I've gone from working with rock stars to driving these CEOs and corporate execs basically to and from the airport. It's quite a change from rock stars. And that was working out okay. And we come to summer of 2001. Summertime is pretty slow in that business because people are taking vacations. There's not as many corporate meetings. But we were just starting to make some money again in September. Business picks up. All of a sudden, September 11th. And, you know, I don't have to tell you what happened on September 11th. And if you think back at that time, basically all airplanes were grounded from that day forward for quite a while. And that was literally my last day in that business. I had to, you know, it's a cash flow intensive business. No money coming in, no passengers if there's no planes flying. So I turned in my car. And all of a sudden, I don't have a car. I don't have a job. No money coming in. At the time, I was about $50,000 in debt. And it didn't take long before I've got collection agents ringing the phone off the wall. And I'm in some serious trouble. And if you remember at that time, you know, right after 9/11, people were staying home. They weren't going out. There was panic around going to malls, to restaurants. You know, people were just staying in and watching the news. And there was a recession underway. So very difficult to get a job, especially in a place like Houston, where there's not really much in the way of public transportation from the suburbs. And I went from a Lincoln Town Car to a bike. I got a bike. And so before all this happened, I'd bought a copy of Spiritual Marketing, and I knew Joe from his marketing books. And so when I bought this book, I thought it was another marketing book, and I started looking through it, and I'm like, what is he asking me to do? Wait a minute, what is this? Is like a self-help book or something. And I was like, you know, okay, this is interesting, but this is not what I was looking for. And to be honest, I put the book aside until all this happened. And basically, the skepticism kind of went out the window because, to be honest, I was pretty desperate. I'm like, okay, maybe there's something to this. So I grabbed Joe's book, and I went through the steps right there. I, you know, read the book in one sitting, sat down, and did Joe's steps. And I didn't follow his instructions perfectly. I didn't get specific. I just asked for a car and a decent job that wouldn't take all my time, that would leave me time to still develop my business. And within 24 hours of doing those steps, I got a call from a girl named Kim. Kim had been a singer that I had worked with years before, and I hadn't talked to Kim in ages. And Kim called me up, and her boyfriend, it was a mutual friend of ours, had gotten arrested on a drunk driving charge. And he was in jail, and she was asking me if I, you know, could help her out and suggest what she should do, if I knew a lawyer she should call. And, you know, we talked, and I helped her out, and, you know, the conversation turned around to what was going on with me, and I told her what had happened with 9/11. And she said, you know what, you know, we haven't talked in a while, but I'm a manager for Hertz now, and I have a company car, and I have a Honda Accord, and it's an older car, but it's a cream puff. And she said, I'm not driving it. It's sitting in my apartment parking lot. I would be happy just to, you know, it was staying in your garage. You know, it would be safe. So she goes, you're welcome to come get it and take it and keep it for as long as you need it. And so I picked up this car. And again, it, you know, this was an old Honda. It had about 175,000 miles on it. But she was right. It was a cream puff. And it was a long step down from a Lincoln, but it was a big step up from a bicycle, especially in Houston. So suddenly I had a car. And within another 24 hours, I got a call from the friend who was now out of jail that had gotten the DWI. And his license was suspended, at least temporarily, because of this charge. And he called me up, and he had heard what was going on, and he offered me $100 a day to drive him to and from work. And you know, he lived a long, it would have been about $50 in a cab by his reasoning. He says, I'd rather give you the money than a taxi. So I took that job, $100 a day, driving him to and from work, and which, you know, I got to hang out with my friend a little bit, and it kept some money coming in. And plus it gave me plenty of time to keep working on my seminar. It only took me about 3 hours a day. So, and that job lasted until January. So I got exactly what I asked for. I got a car. And I got a job. In fact, about a week later, my mother calls me, and she'd had this old Oldsmobile, and she finally decided to buy a new Cadillac. And she called and said, come get the Olds Cutlass, you can have it. So I had not one, but two cars.
Wow.
Now, I don't think the two cars together were probably, you know, maybe worth $2,000. But I had two cars, and that's what I'd asked for, is cars. So in around December, I did Joe's steps again, except this time I was going to follow the instructions a little more clearly, and I was going to get specific. So I said, I want a new car. I want to pay cash for it. I want to meet the woman of my dreams. I want to eliminate all this credit card debt. I want to sell my house for my price, even though it's a down market. And I want to move to Wimberley, Texas, and get out of Houston, and I want to make my living online. And that was in December. By February, I had a brand new Toyota SUV. I wrote a check for it. Check didn't bounce. I eliminated all the credit card debt, about $50,000 of credit card debt. I met Lena, who's now my wife, and I did move to Wimberley, Texas. I moved here March 1st of 2002. So I'm a pretty big believer in Joe's steps after that. I went from a skeptic to a believer in a hurry. And the story doesn't end there. That's three cars. And, you know, now, of course, Joe and our friends were in a mastermind meeting together, and we've been meeting, as Joe said, you know, somewhere between a year and a half. And last October, I was going to sell some property that I owned, and I thought the deal was in the bag, so I'm already spending the money, right? And I had had my eye on a classic Mercedes, a 560 SEL. I love those cars. And so I'm looking around online. I'm doing my research. I'm getting really psyched up about buying this car. And then the property sale fell through. So, you know, I was going to have to let it go, but I didn't want to let it go. And, you know, I remember my wife came in, and I was looking on the computer, and Lena came in, and she's like, well, you know, why don't you borrow the, you know, just go to the bank and get a loan, or why don't you, you know, ask your mom or something to borrow the money. I said, I don't want to borrow money. I want to buy this car. I want to pay cash for it. And I remembered Joe's story from the original book where, you know, he talked about attracting his BMW, and he taught an E-class. Well, Joe and I had just finished a book called The Ultimate Guide to Creating Money-Making E-Books. Hadn't released it yet. I don't think we had. And taking Joe's lead, I set the intention right there. I said, I'm going to have this car, and I'm going to have it now, and I'm going to pay cash for it. And I sat down, and I wrote an email to my list, and I told them, I said, I wasn't planning on offering this class until January, but I'm going to make you a deal on it, but you have to act in the next 3 days. And here's why. I want to buy this Mercedes, and I had a picture of it. And I basically, 10 days after setting that intention, I drove my 560 SEL home and put it in the driveway. Exact color I wanted, exact options, everything. And I actually raised about $7,000-$8,000 in 3 to 4 days. And believe it or not, I got this car. I only paid $3,900 for the car. I've had cars that go 10 times that much, and I didn't love them as much as I love this car. Mm-hmm. And Joe can tell you, but I actually drove Joe to Houston in it right after I got it. Remember that trip, Joe?
I will never forget it. It was absolutely wonderful. I'm in this wonderful car, and of course I was being chauffeured by an ex-chauffeur, and this car holds the road like it's the king of everything. It was just absolutely exquisite. I remember it very well.
Well, I've had it for a while now, and a lot of times I go somewhere and I park it, and I'm walking into like a store or a restaurant, and I'll stop and I'll just turn around and just look at it for a minute. I really like it that much, and it's, you know,
beautiful.
You know, a fantastic deal on the car, and you know, I thoroughly believe, now I like the older Mercedes because in those days Mercedes was competing with Rolls-Royce. Now they compete with Lexus and it's kind of a different kind of car. But I remember thinking at the time, and I still, you know, Joe, you probably agree with me, had I set the intention for a Lamborghini, I think I would have driven home a Lamborghini in 10 days. I think that in my mind I was comfortable with going for that car. And actually, I'm getting ready to go for the 560 SL now, the convertible sports car. But you set the intention, and remember, get specific because it's going to happen. So say, this is what color I want. This is what model I want. I had a picture of it on my screensaver on my computer, and 10 days later, I drove the car home.
Beautiful story, Bill. Thank you very much. I'm not going to keep you. I want to remind people you can learn more about Bill and sign up for his e-zine at ecommerceconfidential.com. And a couple of things I heard in the story are, be specific. You get what you ask for. In his first tale or his first attempt at using the five steps from the book, he wanted a car. Well, he got a car. And later on, when he was much more specific about what he wanted, he not only got the better car and a car that he loves so much that he stops and looks at it when he's walking away from it, which I do the same thing with my BMW, that this is the car he absolutely loves. He absolutely loves it, and he got it faster. So these are some key elements to manifesting and attracting this car that you want. Fall in love with it, be very specific, know the color, know the make, know the model, know everything about it, and start feeling what it would be like to own it. Feel what it would be like to drive it. Feel what it would be like to show it to friends. Feel what it would be like to have it right this minute. So, Bill, if you've already gone, I just want to say thanks again. Alan, are you on the line?
Yes, Joe, I'm right here.
Oh, good. Our next guest here, Alan D'Angelo, is an incredible marketing genius. I've known Alan for... 15 years or something like that. I've forgotten how long it's been.
It's been a while.
For years, Alan has worked as a top marketing consultant for large and small publishers. Lately, he has found such great personal success and satisfaction using Attractor Factor principles that he founded AttractorMania.com, which is www.AttractorMania.com. It's changing his life, and he wants to share with the world how anybody can attract anything they truly desire into their lives. Using Attractor Factor principles, Alan attracted a new car into his life in days, and he wrote me last night to share that he has just received an out-of-the-blue six-figure check. Now, I can't wait to hear about this. Alan, spill the beans. What'd you do? How'd it happen?
I'll share everything I know, Joe.
All right.
First of all, I just want to let everyone know that I have known Joe for a long time, going back for over a decade. And I have to say that my relationship with you, Joe, over the course of that time has been, for me, an adventure of the highest magnitude possible.
Mm.
It's been pretty exciting.
Thanks.
You've shared from day one that I met you things that have revealed myself to myself, I suppose I could say.
Mm-hmm.
I might say it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's interesting because the way I approach my life, and I know a lot of the people listening right now have the same probably philosophy, which is that toward continual progressive growth, engaging in a journey of improvement, and looking to the future to all the wonderful things that we know are possible for our lives. And, you know, my wish for everyone listening to the sound of my voice tonight is that we'll all rediscover, including myself, even once again, our uniqueness, our special purpose, the freedom we have to dream bigger, and the freedom we have to have the things that we truly desire deep in our hearts, if we'll just simply take the first step, which is to get in touch with what we want.
Mm.
It really is the first step. And that is something that, for me, is like sort of like an onion over the course of my life, I should say, over the course of the last 10 years. I know that there are areas of my own life that are fettered with limiting beliefs. There are areas of my life where I've been very successful, you know. I've had the privilege of building my own home, my dream home, living on a lake and in Florida. I'm here in Lake Mary, Florida. And I've had the privilege of achieving a lot and working with a lot of wonderful, wonderful clients over the years. But when I received this challenge, I received this challenge from Joe in the form of a CD that was sent to me by mail. Many of you might have gotten it and may have listened to it or read the transcript from it. And like most of my interactions with Joe over the years, when Joe presents a challenge to me, it's something I don't take lightly. I look at it and I say, what's God or what's the universe trying to tell me? And that happened to me in February of this year. And in February, I discovered something as I listened to Joe's CD. I discovered that I had limiting beliefs in a couple of key areas that were important for me to overcome. And like maybe a few of you that are listening right now, I know there are people that ask before the call, you know, will these principles work for money or defined relationships? There's probably people thinking right now, you know, I have a dream to travel the world. Can it help me do that? And the answer is yes. At attractormania.com, I just did, I don't think I mentioned this to you yet, Joe, but I just did a quick survey among people that had signed up for my free report there in which I outlined everything I'm about to share with you about how I got the car. And when I received some of the responses and emails that I got back, I received hundreds of them, it was very, very amazing to me how I had asked people what they wanted in their life and what they were challenged by. And it was so interesting to see how conflicted some of the answers were. Some of the things they wanted were in direct conflict with some of the things that they were being challenged by. And I found that very interesting.
Can you give me an example just because I think it might be on people's minds?
Yeah, the biggest thing that people seemed to be challenged by was money. That was the biggest thing. And at the same time, some of the things that they feared to do were things like start their own business or start an online business. A lot of them seemed to be afraid or limited by this sense that maybe they couldn't get what they wanted.
Okay.
So I saw a lot of that happening. You know, a lot of people wanted money and they wanted to start their businesses, but they said they lacked self-confidence. So, and believe me, I understand that probably better than anyone listening tonight, anyone that's here tonight. What happened to me when I listened to Joe's CD that was powerful was I began to realize there were areas left unchecked in my inner self that were fettered by limiting beliefs. And I would propose to everyone here tonight listening that the attractor factor principles, the most powerful principles I've ever read, are principles of the heart. Most people are trying to work to get things in the outer world. But Joe is helping us to make this journey to the inner world, to this place deep within our own lives, in our hearts, in our minds, that are preventing us from taking the level of action we need to take to attract what we want. And I'm going to share some of the steps I took once I realized I had a limiting belief. And my limiting belief was I really wanted to get an impressive car. I really want to have a Mercedes all my life. But for some reason, I just never seemed to have it. Had a nice house. Had a lot of money, had a lot of great things, but for some reason I began to examine what is the cause of this. Why am I driving? I'm not driving a bad car. I'm driving a nice SUV, and it's a great car. But how come I didn't have a car of my dreams? I began to realize I had a lot of beliefs about myself and a lot of beliefs about having what I truly wanted in terms of getting what I truly wanted and allowing myself to have what I felt I truly deserved. And when I began to make that journey to my heart, I began to realize that at the very core I was in that area of my life, I was creating a self-imposed prison. And many of us are shut off from the things we want because we've allowed boundaries to bind us into either a lack or a limiting belief has caused us to prevent from attempting something or trying something. And so I realized this was an area that I needed to overcome. So that was really the first key for me. So I recognized what I didn't want. What I didn't want was to be limited in any area of my life by anything. Step two was I decided, well, I need to have all the, I need to die empty. When I get to the end of my life, I want to expand and exhaust all of the dreams I have, all the desires I have. I deserve that. You deserve that. Everyone listening tonight deserves to have everything they want, every dream that they have, and to be able to have the power to get it without anything fettering their ability to move forward. And that's really what this is about, is the freedom to move forward. So what I did was I made a decision that I was going to identify what I wanted. And the first thing I said was, this car is going to represent to me a new level of freedom, a new level to be able to attract into my life the thing that I feel has been fettered by this limiting belief. So what I began to realize, it was really, really interesting. Once I began to understand what was going on inside of myself, I began to realize that I was attached to fear and a lot of other things. So what I began to do was very, very slowly over the course of a couple of days. I started to take deep breaths. I started to visualize myself having the things that I didn't think I deserved in my life for whatever the reason was. And I began making a list of all the things. And then I began making a list of all the things I truly wanted. And that list was about seven items long. And the first thing on the list, which was symbolic for me, was the car. So I pictured myself driving down the street. I played all kinds of relaxing music. And I began to see neighbors waving at me. I began to imagine my best friends test driving the car with me. And began to see myself really enjoying my life in a new way and adding this new dimension to my life. And then I did something that was very, very difficult. I began to find out how to detach from the thing that I wanted. And what I did that was very interesting, Napoleon Hill in his book Think and Grow Rich talks about cutting off every other possibility by making a decision for what you want and then letting it go and just trusting that it's going to happen. What I found was that I was missing a step in most of my dealings with myself over the course of time. And that step that I was missing that Joe led me to was the step of taking inspired action. And that is to let go of everything that you're attached to in this life and to begin taking actions that are inspired. And after I listened to Joe's CD, I began observing my daughter. She's 6 years old. And I thought, for some reason, Lauren always seems to get what she wants. She lives a life that's fully alive and energized. She lives in the present moment. And I began really looking at her, and I began realizing that she's able to attract into her life all the things she wants. And I thought, how does she do that? And I thought, I need to become more like a child to really understand the simplicity of living this present-mindedness. And part of that for me is doing just that, is being so simple that we're open to taking inspired actions. And there are actions now, whether you believe in God, whether you call a power greater than yourself the universe, doesn't matter to me. All I know is when you begin to release and let go of all of the things that you want, and with a childlike faith that the things that you need and every need you have will be taken care of, something strange, I can't describe it, begins to happen. It happened to me. I began to just understand and let go and begin to take inspired actions. And I began to listen to my heart, to listen to my intuitive self, my intuition. And I began to say to myself, what is that all about? I would get an inkling of an idea, and I'd follow it. Sometimes I see my daughter do that. And it's very interesting. And so one day I was talking to someone on the phone, a dear old friend, and he said, I'd like you to consider something. He said, why don't you call so-and-so? And it was another friend who had owed me a lot of money, and it was someone that I worked with on a previous project. And I would say to everyone that's listening tonight, if you have a money issue where you have a lack in an area of your life, such as money, and I know money's a big one for a lot of people, something that's very, very important to do, which is something that I've tried to do all my life, is to resolve all those issues. If you have an issue with another person and money, try to go and resolve that issue, because it does something inside us to release the flow of money back to us. I don't know how it does that, but if there's a negative energy or a negative feeling associated with money in an area, it's very important to go and release that. So this friend asked me to call someone who owed me a lot of money, and I had left that relationship on a very good note because that's something that's important to me. So I took that inspired action, and I just happened to call that friend, and with absolutely no intention of talking about the past situation, just to check up on that person and let them know I cared and to take that inspired action, and that's exactly what I did. Well, over the course of that phone call, that friend had a son who owns a Mercedes dealership. And he began telling me and talking to me how he felt, not terrible but bad about the past situation. And he wanted to somehow make it right with me. So what he did was he said he was going to arrange to have his son deliver to me a brand new Mercedes in exchange for all the work that I'd done in the past. And it was sort of a miraculous thing. It was something that was the furthest thing from my mind. And since this happened, I can tell you that there have been moments in my life where I have done nothing more to start my day than to say, what do I need to do today? And I would sit and I'd sit back and wait. I do this almost every day where I ask myself, what can I do to take the highest level of inspired action possible? And I wait to see what enters my day. And it's a very powerful, powerful thing. It's something that, that Joe's recently taught me. So what happened? I get a phone call from a friend of mine. And in the course of talking to that friend, another phone call came in, and I was talking about a couple of projects as we're talking about. In the course of that call, my wife, whom I work with, got a call from a long-lost relative. And that phone call changed the course of my life. Because what none of you know is that after I began working the intention with the car, I took a bank statement, and I wrote a six-figure amount of that bank statement, and I put it into my day timer, and I left it there. And I used every principle that I described to you earlier, every step. I used affirmations. I used the process of letting go and the process of taking inspired actions in about five or six different ways over the course of about a week. And I looked at that book, and I looked at the amount of money I wrote in there. And that amount of money was a six-figure amount. It was just over $100,000 in for one of my bank accounts. And I left it there. Didn't think about it. On the call, my wife gets a call from a relative. And we have recently discovered we are obtaining a six-figure inheritance from a relative that we didn't know was providing us with an early inheritance.
Wow.
That's what I said. Oddly enough, the sum of money that I wrote into my day timer matches the exact amount of money received on the check.
That's an amazing story, Alan.
What I'm going to do at AttractorMania.com is I'm going to put a copy, as soon as I get everything scanned and all that good jazz, I'm going to put a copy of that, not the check, but the, I might do the check too, but I don't know if I can do that for security, but I'm going to definitely put a copy of the bank statement up there, blackened out the account numbers and all that good stuff, so people can see it. And what I would love to do is I would love to, for all those going to AttractorMania.com who want to sign up, you can read even more detail about how I use Joe's principles to attract the car. But I'd like to do another report about money because I think it's such a pressing issue, Joe. Maybe that's something we could do together. But
that would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great. Well, Alan, thank you. I've got to move on here.
Yes.
Is the website you want to give out AttractorMania.com?
Yes. That's AttractorMania.com. And there's all kinds of goodies.
Wonderful. Alan, thank you very much for making the time, and say hello to your family, and I will talk to you later.
I will, Joe.
All right, I'm going to move on. Is Brad here?
I am here.
Oh, good, Brad. I hear an echo on the line, and I don't know how to remove it.
You yeah, I heard that during Alan's.
Yeah. I don't, we're going to have to proceed because I don't have any clue what to do to take that off.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. Well, that could be something we can release on.
Absolutely. Even though there's an echo on the line.
Right. Well, Brad Yates, he practices EFT. In fact, you're a master at EFT, which is, I understand, is emotional freedom technique.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mind-body technique that is being used by a growing number of people to release negative and limiting beliefs and emotions. And Brad has worked with people around the world, and he's recognized as one of the leading EFT practitioners. And I wanted Brad to come on because as soon as you start wanting to attract something big in your life, whether it's the beautiful new car, whatever it is for you, or a new home or a new house, you're using the five principles from the attractor factor to attract something. Well, as you will know from reading the book, whether you've read it yet or you are about to receive it and you will read, yet that there is a missing step that I like to deal with, and that missing step is dealing with the beliefs that show up that could stop you from attracting your car. So I wanted Brad to come on and talk about this way of releasing anything in the way of having what we want. So Brad, Can you talk about that a little bit and do it with a little echo?
I can certainly talk about that, and actually when we get into the work, the echo will probably work out well in our favor. Since I usually have people repeating back, and everyone else is muted, so I'll repeat it to myself.
There you go. Perfect.
So, Alan, what Alan was talking about was a perfect segue into this, in talking about the limiting beliefs that have to be cleared. And actually, in Attractive Factor, you talk a lot about this in the chapter on clearing. And you talk about the guru who said, well, just think positively about what you want, and that's all it takes. And in fact, there's a lot of negative stuff in the back, the limiting emotions and beliefs that come up. So when we say, I want a new car, and we start to describe it, these beliefs that come up saying, well, you can't have that, you don't deserve that, you don't work hard enough. Well, because of the law of attraction, what we're putting out there is what comes back to us. You know, Alan talked about the heart, and exactly, that's it. Our environment is a mirror of what's going on inside. If we want abundance outside of us, we have to be feeling that inside of us first. And EFT is one of the most effective ways of dealing with the mind-body and clearing out those limiting beliefs and emotions. So, I don't know if people have had a chance to look at the website that Joe mentioned, but I'm going to quickly take you through this. Rather than telling you a story of how this works, I'm going to take you guys through the process of EFT on a potential limiting belief that might come up when you start to think about that new car. So what we're going to do is tap on certain meridian points. The idea of EFT is that negative emotions come up in what's called the meridian system. For thousands of years, Chinese medicine has talked about energy flowing along the meridians, and Western medicine now has machines that can show that there actually is something going on there. And negative emotions are a disruption of that energy system. That's why we feel negative emotions and feel stress. And our beliefs get locked into us in that way. So by stimulating different meridian points, and in EFT we do it by tapping on these key points. This is a simplified version of another energy therapy that Roger Callahan developed and Gary Craig created EFT. And we simply go through and tap on certain key points. And as we tap on these meridian points, we balance out the energy system so that when we say, I want this Mercedes-Benz or whatever the car happens to be, those limiting thoughts come up, and that causes disruption in the energy system. As we balance out these meridian points and balance out our energy, our mind-body feels good, and we start to say, yeah, I can have that car. That feels good. You know, as you see in the Attractor Factor, you need to feel it. You need to have that positive feeling about having it. So as you clear out the negative emotions, the negative beliefs, you balance your energy system, and you're actually able to feel really good about having it and activate the law of attraction. So the points that we're going to go through, starting with the top one, is at the eyebrow point. This is right at the beginning of the eyebrow, at the right next to, right above the nose, right where the two eyebrows come together. If you have a unibrow, it'd sort of be a little bit to the side. The next point is right on the corner of the eye. You can feel that edge of the eye socket. The next point is going to be just under the eye. And you can use either hand and go down either side of the body. The next point is going to be right under the nose. The next point is right under the mouth, right in that little crease between the chin and the lower lip. The next point is going to be on the collarbone. And if you feel your collarbones, they come together, and there's a little U-shape right where they come together. What I'm going to ask you to do when we get to the collarbone is make a fist and tap right there so you cover both ends of the collarbones. And then the next point is under the arm, about 4 inches down from the armpit, right about bra strap level. And the last point is up on the top of the head where you would wear a yarmulke or a beanie. And what I'll ask you to do there is use all five fingers and sort of tap around in a circle. Is that clear? Joe, you with me?
I'm here.
Okay.
I actually was putting in an emergency call to get that echo off.
Okay. Well, you were successful. Good job.
And it's gone. So
nice manifestation.
I attracted it. So.
Positive action. There you go.
There you go. So I'm going to be quiet and let you talk for a little bit.
Okay.
Go ahead and just, do you want me to do this as you're talking, or how do you want to?
Well, you know, that would be great if you would do it along so that I have a
a voice to play off of so that I know how long to wait for people to go through each of the points. Because what's going to happen is I'm going to make statements, and I'm going to have everyone else tapping the point that I tell you to tap and repeating the statement that I make. So if you can stay on the line and follow along with me, that gives me an idea of how long to wait between points.
And are you giving people the statement to use?
Yeah, and I'm going to give you guys the statement to use.
Okay.
So the one that I'm going to use, because we're short on time, is I'm going to use a statement of worthiness, because in abundance issues, one of the key limiting beliefs that comes up for people is, I don't deserve it.
Beautiful, beautiful one to use.
Yeah. So go ahead, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and think about, say, I have this car, and think about the car that you most want. And just check if there's a belief in there about, yeah, but you don't deserve that. And rate that on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 meaning, no, there's none of that at all. And 10 being, yeah, you definitely don't deserve it. What we do is we like to get that rating so that as we tap through, we can see that eventually we get down to 0 and we start to see that the limiting beliefs that we have are kind of laughable. So what I'm going to ask you to do, before we go into the points on the face and the body, is we start off by making a statement, tapping on the karate chop on the side of the hand. So taking your dominant hand and tapping on the karate chop edge of your other hand, and repeat after me. Even though I don't deserve this car,
even though I don't deserve this car,
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I don't deserve this car,
even though I don't deserve this car,
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I don't deserve this car,
even though I don't deserve this car,
it's too expensive.
It's too expensive.
It's too nice.
It's too nice.
It would take too much effort.
It would take too much effort.
I don't work hard enough.
I don't work hard enough.
I'm not the kind of person that drives this kind of car.
I'm not the kind of person that drives this kind of car.
And all my other old excuses.
And all my other old excuses.
Even though I think I don't deserve this car.
Even though I think I don't deserve this car.
I deeply and completely.
I deeply and completely.
Love and forgive and accept myself.
Love and forgive and accept myself.
And anyone else.
And anyone else.
Who has ever told me.
Who has ever told me.
I don't deserve nice things.
That I don't deserve nice things.
Now we're going to move to tapping the points. And just tap the point that I state and repeat the statement that I make. So tapping the eyebrow point. I don't deserve this car.
I don't deserve this car.
Side of the eye. I don't deserve this car.
I don't deserve this car.
Under the eye. I'm not good enough.
I'm not good enough.
On the nose, I don't work hard enough.
I don't work hard enough.
On the mouth, I'm not the kind of person who drives this kind of car.
I'm not the kind of person who drives this kind of car.
And we're tapping each point about 7 to 10 times. Collarbone, I just don't deserve this car.
I just don't deserve this car.
Under the arm, that's what I'm telling myself.
That's what I'm telling myself.
Top of the head, that's what part of me is telling me.
That's what part of me is telling me.
Eyebrow point. Part of me is afraid to have this car.
Part of me is afraid to have this car.
Side of the eye. If I manifested this car.
If I manifested this car.
Under the eye. That would be scary.
That would be scary.
Under the nose. Then I'd have to deal with a new reality.
Then I'd have to deal with a new reality.
Under the mouth. That I live in a world where I create my reality.
That I live in a world where I create my reality.
Collarbone. And I'm scared of doing that.
And I'm scared of doing that.
Under the breast. I like living in a world.
I like living in the world.
Top of the head. Where I can blame circumstances.
Where I can blame circumstances.
Eyebrow point. Where I'm not in control.
Where I'm not in control.
Side of the eye. It's much safer there.
It's much safer there.
Under the eye. But I don't get what I want.
But I don't get what I want.
Under the nose. So I come up with excuses.
So I come up with excuses.
Out of the mouth, like the idea that I don't deserve this car.
Like the idea that I don't deserve this car.
Collarbone, I'm letting that go.
I'm letting that go.
Under the arm, letting go that idea.
Letting go that idea.
Top of the head, I live in an abundant universe.
I live in an abundant universe.
Eyebrow point, there's plenty of everything I want.
There's plenty of everything that I want.
side of the eye, including the car that I want.
Including the car that I want.
Out of the eye. I'm a child of this abundant universe.
I'm a child of this abundant universe.
Out of the nose. And I'm just as deserving as the next person.
And I'm just as deserving as the next person.
Out of the mouth. If anyone else can have this car I want.
If anyone else can have this car that I want.
It makes sense that I can too.
It makes sense that I can too.
Under the arm. Letting go of these old lies.
Letting go of these old lies.
Top of head. Joyfully and gratefully allowing myself to have this car.
Joyfully and gratefully allowing myself to have this car.
And take a deep breath. And now think about having that car again and see if there's a shift. Or if you had a number of 0 to 10 on worthiness, just notice how that's gone down. And I'm doing sort of global statements here because I'm not working with one person's specific issues, but you get the idea.
Absolutely. I sure do. And the website, again, I gave it to people in an email. I gave it to them earlier, but I'll give it to them right now in case anybody's online or in front of their computer. It's www.bradyates.net/page8.html, where you'll see a review, the picture of the points that he's referring to, and so forth. It's www.bradyates.net/page8, the number 8, numeral 8, dot html.
And if you just go to bradyates.net, on the lower left-hand, on the left-hand menu is intro to EFT, and that'll take you right there. And
well,
it has all the instructions.
After I'd said it.
Isn't the whole point to make it simple, Jeff?
That's exactly it. As we keep doing it, it gets simpler and simpler. I think that's part of the metaphor here.
And there's an audio on there that'll guide you through how to do the EFT tapping.
I just have to comment that I've done EFT and, of course, the early, what was the Callahan version, Thought Field
Therapy.
Therapy. I did it back with him early on and with his daughter and so forth. But what I just went through with you was one of the clearest explanations and the easiest to understand, and on some level it was even more fun than any of the other ones I've ever done before.
I try to make EFT a lot of fun. That's just my clown background, what can I say?
Have you read my book on P.T. Barnum?
I haven't, but that's why I made the comment to you that Ringling Brothers had me audition for the role of Barnum.
Now, I'll have to find a copy and send you that.
Cool.
Well, one question for you here.
Absolutely.
Because I think it'll be on people's minds. How do they know what to tap on? In other words, how do they can go to your site, they can see the points to tap. They probably just watched me on some level go through this tapping, maybe did it themselves. But how do they know what to tap on? What are the beliefs that are common, or how would you just answer that?
You know, it's great because you have a wonderful list in your book from it's Mandy Evans' book, the 20 Limiting Beliefs.
Yes, yes.
You have 10 of them in there.
Yes.
And you could use those, identify any of those that seem real for you, that seem true for you, and rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, how much do I believe this? And then tap, even though, and then read the statement. And now I gave you guys my version of EFT. I've been doing this for a while, and so I just sort of let intuition flow with the wording. It's not necessary. With EFT, you can simply say the same statement. You could say on each point, I don't deserve this car. I don't deserve this car. I don't deserve this car.
Mm.
Whatever the reminder phrase is, or the phrase is if you take them out of the attractor factor, the phrases that are in there. You can repeat that phrase by itself. I do a more advanced version of EFT. But even that alone is an incredible stress reliever and will remove the negative emotion there. So whenever you feel uncomfortable, as you're going through and you're making clear on what you want to attract, whether it's a car, the relationship, whatever it is that you want to manifest in your life, and you're trying to feel good about it, and there's a thought that comes up, take that thought, I'm not good enough, I don't work hard enough, it's going to be too hard, whatever that is, and use that as the statement, even though I believe, ... I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And as you tap through it, and it may be a one-minute miracle, we have those sometimes, and sometimes it takes longer to clear it out of our energy system, but eventually you can look at it and say, wow, that was kind of a silly thing to think.
And it's gone. And once you do this clearing, doesn't it make the whole process of attracting whatever you want much speedier?
Absolutely. You're pulling the blocks out of the way. The universe wants you to have what you want. That's why you have the desire.
Mm.
And we have these beliefs about why we can't have it. The universe is like, well, okay. You know, if you're in a restaurant and you order a hamburger, and as the waitress is walking away, you say, I really shouldn't have that, though. I'm on a diet.
Mm-hmm.
And she hears that and says, well, okay, then I won't bring it to you. So as soon as you can let go of that blocking belief, you know, whatever you want is already in existence, either physically or it's there in the energy. Everything is energy. It's all energy, like Jonathan says. It's all energy. As Wallace Waddell says, it's the thinking substance that our thoughts create. But our thoughts can create the presence of the thing or the lack thereof.
Brad, thank you. I know this has been probably the fastest introduction to EFT ever, but maybe we can explore it a little bit more in the next lesson. I have some other guests that will come on later in the follow-up teleseminars. But we're down to the last couple minutes, and I promise to end this at an hour, so I'm going to have to leave. Is there any website you want to give besides your own? Is bradyates.net the one you want to give out?
There are links on my website to Gary Craig's main EFT website and some other people who I have a lot of respect for. So there's plenty of links off of my website.
Thank you very much, and I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah. Now, folks, we're down to the last couple of minutes, so don't jump off until I say a few things. First of all, this is the first of five teleseminars. The next will be next Wednesday, the same time, same place. I will have a surprise guest. We will further the understanding of how to manifest whatever you want. Maybe by then you will have read The Attractor Factor. I want to mention a couple things. Alan, in his conversation, Alan D'Angelo mentioned the challenge CD. You can get it at www.thechallengecd.com. It's free. You have to pay $3 or $4 for shipping and handling, but it'll be mailed to you. www.thechallengecd.com, and you'll hear what he was referring to earlier. Also, be sure to check out all the links I've given, including Brad Yates' site, because you do want to remove all the limiting beliefs that are in the way of you attracting that new car. Now, also, finally, because I know some of you don't have the book, you may not know what the five steps are that are in the Attractor Factor. And we've hinted at all of them. We've talked about a few of them. The stories we've had from success stories that have been told by Bill Hibbler and Alan D'Angelo and so forth referred to them. But let me give them to you real quick in the final minute or so. Step one is to know what you don't want. The vast majority of the world is on that step. That's the complaining step. That's when you just talk about what you don't want. Step two is to declare what you do want. Step two is to turn the first part, all the stuff you didn't want, into something you do want. Step two is all about the power of intention. As you've heard from many people here, the more specific you can be, the quicker things will happen for you. Step three is the missing secret. Step three is all about getting clear of the beliefs that are in the way of you having what you want. And what Brad Yates just taught you with the whole EFT process is one way to get clear. This is the missing secret from almost all self-help books. They don't tell you how to get clear. And unless you're clear, you may not attract what you want, or if you attract it, you may not keep it. Step four, I call it nevelize your goal. And step four is all about feeling what it would be like to already have the car that you want. What would it feel like if you can look out your window and you see your car in your driveway and you're holding the keys in your hand and you go downstairs or out the door and you get in the car and you start it up and you hold the window, the steering wheel? What does that feel like for you? Get into that feeling as if you already own the car, because feeling accelerates the process of manifestation. So step four is to feel what it would be like to have your goal now, already done. And step five, and Alan referred to this a little bit, it's about letting go, not being attached to getting this car, but at the same time taking action on your inspired thoughts. And what that means is, if you want a car and feel like you're going to die if you don't get it, you're not going to attract it. You're going to push it away. You're sending out a repulsive energy, not an attractive energy. But if you want a car and just think it would be fun to have a new car, and you've picked out the car that you want, and you think it'll be a joy, it'll be a hoot, you can drive it and have fun, and you'd enjoy showing it to other people, and you have a playfulness about you. You don't need the car, but you playfully desire the car. Step five is all about letting go of your attachment to the car while taking inspired action. So you desire the car. It would be fun to have. You don't need it. Your life is perfectly fine without it, but it would be really cool to have it. Then act on the opportunities that come your way and take action on anything that's nudging you from within. If you get the nudge to go check out a website or turn left when you normally turn right or to go in a particular store or call a friend or do any number of things that I can't even imagine and you probably can't even imagine, do it. That's the step five, let go while taking inspired action. So those are the five steps in the attractor factor. We will explore them in depth over the next few weeks. I'm about to unmute the call, so if you'd like to say hi or bye or thank you or scream out or holler or something, as soon as I find out what number I can push here, I'm going to take this off the mute. And again, I know people called from all over the world. I'm very impressed. I'm very touched by the love and the dreams that people are going for. And I feel privileged to be part of the messenger that's in your life to say, hey, you can have the new car or just about anything else you can imagine. So go for it. I'm going to unmute the call right now, then say hi, bye, or whatever else you'd like to say. My goodness, there's so many people on the call, I can't make out one single word, but I felt like there was a whole lot of energy being shot this way. So let's say this, good night to everybody, good morning to those overseas, good afternoon to those over in Australia and so forth. And take all of this energy and use it to manifest that new car. Use it to feel good. Use it to put a smile on your face. Use it to make a difference in the world. I'll see you next week. This is Joe Vitale over and out. Thanks for being on the call. That's it for tonight. Bye-bye.